Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Later this month, I'll present oral arguments at the Virginia Supreme Court regarding a case involving the School Board of Fairfax County, Virginia, that added illegally, I might say, sexual orientation and gender identity and expression to its local policy. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a case where Fairfax County added to their non-discrimination categories sexual orientation, then they modified it and added gender identity and gender expression. So it's along the laundry list of not being able to discriminate on the basis of race, religion, etc., and they've added these other categories. The problem in Virginia is local bodies can't do that. That is a statewide effort. You cannot change the categories of non-discrimination unless it's done on the statewide level so that it's uniform. You don't want to have one category in a city and another category in a county, or one in this county but not in that county. That's what they did, and that's what our challenge is. And of course, the results of this particular policy are obvious. It allows boys to use the girls' shower rooms, locker rooms, and restrooms. So on August the 31st, I'll be at the Virginia Supreme Court arguing for them to actually hear the case. And if they decide to hear the case, we'll return for a later argument where they look at the actual merits of our challenge.
Yeah, and as you argued, you know, before the Fairfax County Circuit Court that dismissed this case, and now it's being appealed, you pointed out how it's a violation of law for one county here to go against state law that is on the books and just create whole cloth their own policies here, policies that are dangerous, that put young girls at risk, that violate the privacy rights of girls and women, opens up showers to, you know, fully biological males to come and shower alongside your daughters, opens up. And what about sporting events, Matt? I mean, this puts young girls at risk in various sports and contact sports and so forth, where they can be, you know, boys have a thicker, denser bone structure. They're physically stronger, more testosterone and so forth. So this is insanity of this transgender agenda here on display and playing out in the courts.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it just really turns the safety and well-being of the young boys and girls on its head. When you have situations where boys can literally walk in naked to the women's shower room or the locker room or play on the girls' sporting team. You already have some absurd situations like this where guys are trying to, they can't make it in the men's competition in their particular sport, so they switch over to the women's sport that's the equivalent to it. You have that in mixed martial arts right now, where this man who is purporting to be a woman is now in mixed martial arts, and he's beating these young, he's beating his competition to a pulp because he's physically.
Yeah, he almost killed one girl, crushed her jaw. Yeah, I mean, it was just horrible.
Yeah, and they're stupid enough to allow a man to compete as a woman in this particular sport. It's absolutely harmful. It's dangerous, and that's the kind of thing that will happen here in this school. So not only is the result harmful and will harm children, and they'll have some long-term consequences of young girls, particularly by boys who assault them physically or otherwise, but it's illegal. They have no authority to add these new categories unless the state does it. If they want to have them added, which is wrong, it's a bad policy. That has to be done at the state level, not at the individual local level.
Yeah, and I mean, it's gotten so insane now, it's made its way all the way up to the United States Olympics, Matt. The reports are that the Olympic Committee is going to allow men who are pretending to be women, they don't even have to have gone through this cosmetic surgery to try to make themselves look more like women. They don't even have to be doing hormone therapy or anything. Just men who are just say, today I feel like a woman and I'm going to compete as a woman in track and field or in other Olympic events. they're going to now allow men to compete against women in the Olympics. How unfair is that to the women who have worked lifetimes to get to the highest level of competition? And I mean, that is misogyny. That is anti-woman on its face.
That is discriminatory to the women that deserve to be there and deserve to have competition that is within their same parameters. It really upsets the playing field. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Paul Singer-funded organization, Freedom for All Americans, had the Big Tent Brunch during the Republican National Convention. They had a brunch that they invited people to. One of the people was Bruce Caitlin Jenner, who's sitting up on the platform in a dress with women's shoes on. It just looked sick. It looked silly for Bruce Jenner, the Olympian.
Let me glamorize that now.
to do that. Now was he a man at the time that he did the Olympics, or was he a so-called woman at the time he did
man.
The Olympics? It's just absolutely
still a man.
Well, he's still a man. He'll always be a man.
No matter what how long you grow your hair, or how much hormones you take, or how much you buy as far as your dresses and clothes or plastic surgery, you're still going to be what you were born.
This mental confusion and this rebellion against God, which is obviously wrong, we are now glamorizing it. Where have we've gone so far overboard saying we don't want to discriminate that we're glamorizing this gender confusion and rebellion?
Matt, let me ask you this. On the one hand, we've got people can arbitrarily go against biology, actual biology, and shake their fist at God and say, maybe I was assigned the gender of male at birth, but I'm really a woman trapped in a man's body. That's something that is clearly absurd, insane, that they can do that. But a person who maybe somebody who was sexually molested by the likes of a Jerry Sandusky, some young boy, and then he later in life, which is all too often happens, studies show, even the archives of sexual behavior and other studies have shown that boys who are molested oftentimes end up engaging in homosexual behavior and having same-sex attractions and unwanted same-sex attractions. But the LGBT, the homo-fascist lobby, wants to shut down any kind of counseling that might help somebody who was sexually molested get to the root cause of their sexual molestation. Seattle is the latest venue that has now banned any kind of change therapy for unwanted same-sex attractions.
Yeah, it was being done at the state level. You did that in California and New Jersey and the District of Columbia. And now Seattle is trying to do this at the state level, and they just passed that ban. I know Palm Beach in Florida is considering doing that at the state level. They don't have the authority to do it, first of all. And secondly, I think it's unconstitutional. And finally, it's harmful, because here's what you have. A counselor is in a private room with a client, and that client comes in, could be with mom and dad. They're having unwanted same-sex sexual attractions, or they're engaging in unwanted same-sex behavior. They may have been sexually molested. They may have a feeling that they want to sexually dominate and molest someone else in the same way they were dominated and molested, but they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They come to the counselor for help. That's what their goal is. The counselor cannot help them reach their goal to overcome that unwanted attraction, that unwanted behavior, or that unwanted identity. The counselor has to override that person's goal. And in no other area of counseling is the counselor required to go against the client's goal. If the counselor doesn't want to help that client achieve the goal, the counselor can say, I'm not the right person for you. But in this particular case, the counselor can't help that person reach the goal. They've got to say, listen, there's no problem with your same-sex attractions, your identity, your behavior. You just have to get used to it. Let's help remove those guilt feelings as opposed to help you reach your ultimate objective.
It ties their hand to help
That's
them.
Who you are. Yeah. You're stuck with it. Yeah, you're stuck
Yeah, the counselor it. Has to damn that person to those unwanted feelings for the rest of their life.
That is so wrong.
Assuming that is the way he or she's going to be, and they don't have any way out. And, we all know here, many people who were in the homosexual lifestyle, even those who have gone through surgery to look like the opposite sex, and through the power of Jesus Christ, they have changed. And they're no longer acting out or being identified as gay or lesbian. They're no longer wanting to be someone that they're not born to be. There is opportunity and possibility for change. They don't want anyone to have that opportunity. Stay with us at Liberty Counsel because we will continue to challenge these kinds of restrictions on change therapy. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.